squamous cells aren't, well, there's no squamous cell to cause trouble. So in completely resected patients, there shouldn't be any theoretical reason why they should bleed. And, you know, I don't think there's any reason to believe that Avastin shouldn't be beneficial in that group of patients as well. So we will be including squamous cell patients in that trial.
How are you approaching the whole issue of adjuvant chemotherapy right now? We had another study, the ANITA trial, reported at the last ASCO meeting. What's your approach to this situation clinically off protocol right now?
I believe that adjuvant chemotherapy is one of the most important breakthroughs in lung cancer and will actually end up saving more lives than both the Avastin story and the TKI story combined at this point. And so I think when you think of the three big highlights over the past 3 years in lung cancer, I think the adjuvant chemotherapy story is probably the one that's the most important and probably the one we're putting the least emphasis on. But I think 4 cycles of adjuvant chemotherapy with platinum-based therapy makes sense. I think that you can use whatever your favorite regimen is. If you're a cisplatin taxotere person or a cisplatin gemcitabine person, fantastic. If you're a carbotaxol, carbotaxotere, or carbogem person, I think those are valid. I tend to like cisplatin-based regimens in the adjuvant therapy because I think cisplatin is a little bit better. Is it a lot better than carbo? No. And so in metastatic disease, it doesn't persuade me. However, in the adjuvant therapy, we're treating patients for cure. And when you're treating for cure, I want to see the best possible outcome that I can. So in that setting, I think that the toxicity of cisplatin is not prohibitive. I think if you use cisplatin at 75, taxotere at 75, give Neulasta on day 2, patients do remarkably well, particularly with the use of emend and other antiemetics. Alternatively, 75 of cisplatin and 1250 of gemcitabine on a day 1-8 schedule, again, very well tolerated in that setting. So I like cisplatin-based regimens. However, the CALGB study showed very good data with carboplatin-based regimens. And I think if you have a patient who you don't think would tolerate cisplatin, or if your practice is much more comfortable in giving carboplatin, I don't think it's a crime to use carboplatin combined with either Taxol, Taxotere, or gemcitabine.